afternoon?" Miss Annie Ellery was a little bit of a woman, hardly taller than Juna. She had gray hair and wore spectacles, but her eyes twinkled all the time. "Oh, I don't think so," she said. "These summer showers never last long. But it will be too wet to play outdoors, won't it?" "I guess I'll go over and see Mr. Boots," said Juna, as he sat down to eat his lunch. "He's going to help me build a house for Champ."
"Well, that will be nice," said Miss Annie. "Are you sure he's got time? Hasn't he got something else to do?"
"Oh, he won't mind," said Juna. "He said he had lots of time."
"Poor Mr. Boots," sighed Miss Annie. "He's such a good carpenter, and there's so little work for him to do here in Edenboro. It's a shame."
"He's going to try and get some work over in Clinton," Juna said. "Or maybe he's going to try in Riverton. He's going over there tomorrow, he told me."
"Well, I do hope he finds something," said Miss Annie.
It was still raining when Juna finished his lunch, but he put on his slicker and called to Champ to follow him. The little black dog jumped up from the kitchen floor, where he had been lying with his chin on his paws, but when he got to the doorstep and felt the rain hit his nose, he hesitated.
"Don't be a sissy," said Juna. "A little rain won't hurt you."
Champ gave a bark, probably meaning to say, "Yes, you've got a raincoat, but I haven't," but came along meekly. The village of Edenboro, where Miss Annie Ellery and Juna lived, was so small that it had only one street. There were only a dozen houses in the village and only one store. The storekeeper's name was Mr. Pendler. His store was right in the middle of Edenboro, at the corner where another road started off for the town of Clinton, which was 3 miles away. From Clinton, the road went on to Riverton, a much bigger town, where there was a railroad. Riverton was 10 miles from Edenboro. Besides keeping the store, Mr. Pendler was the postmaster, but nobody in Edenboro got many letters, so he had plenty of time to attend to the store. Juna and Champ picked their way along the muddy road, down which little rivers of water were trickling, went past Mr. Pendler's store, and came to a little house just beyond the store. This was where Mr. Boots lived. It looked more like a small barn than a house, because Mr. Boots had built it to use as his carpenter shop. Behind the house was a small shed, in which Mr. Boots kept the truck he used to haul lumber in from the railroad station at Riverton. Over the front door of the shop was a sign which Mr. Boots had painted himself. It said, "George Boots, Carpenter, Builder, and House Painting." Juna knocked at the door, heard the old man answer, "Come in," and stepped inside. The workshop consisted of one room. Against the wall, on one side of the room, was a long wooden workbench. Hammers and saws and all sorts of other tools hung on the wall over the bench. There were piles of new boards under the bench. On the other side of the room was a narrow staircase that led up to the attic. Mr. Boots slept in the attic. Under the staircase, there were some wooden shelves. On the shelves were a great many cans of paint. Some of them were half empty, and some of them were new and shiny and hadn't ever been opened. This was the paint that Mr. Boots kept ready for use in case he was hired to paint a house or anything else. At the far end of the room, at the rear, was an iron stove where Mr. Boots cooked his meals, and beside the stove was the coal bin in which he kept his coal. As Juna and Champ came in, Mr. Boots was bending over the stove, watching the coffee pot to make sure it didn't boil over. He turned around.
"Oh, hello, Juna," he said. "Hello there, Champ. Glad to see you both. Wipe your feet on that piece of cloth there and come in. Fine weather for ducks, ain't it?"
Mr. Boots had a very kind face and very bright blue eyes. The top of his head was bald, but there was a fringe of white hair around it, and there was a fringe of white beard under his chin. His face and his hands were tanned very brown. Champ shook himself hard to get the raindrops off, and Juna wiped his feet on the piece of cloth by the door and then hung up his coat.
"Could you help me make that house for Champ this afternoon, Mr. Boots?" he asked eagerly. "Or are you too busy?"
"Haven't got a thing in the world to do," said Mr. Boots. "I was just wondering if you weren't coming over. This is just the right kind of day for doing some work indoors. You just let me finish this cup of coffee, and we'll see what we can do."
While Mr. Boots was drinking his coffee, Juna wandered